Today's daf is Beya Daf Yud Beis, and we are at the Mishnah, two lines from the top of Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Zara Aliza, Avadya ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba ben Devorah, Devorah bas Mecha, Shmuel ben Tehila, Chaim Moshe ben Frumit, Chaim Moshe ben Esther, and Tamar bas Chasida from Rivka. Today's daf is also being learned Le'ilu Nishmas, Tuba bas Yeshaya Meshulam Zisel, Yehuda ben Yaakov, and Miro bas Reb Moshe. So today's daf is a classic. In fact, as far as Masechtas Beya goes, and as far as Hilchos Yontif goes, Daf Yud Beis, specifically Amud Aleph, very much requires an asterisk. It also requires a little bit of an introduction. So we know that just like you're not allowed to do Malacha on Shabbos, you're also not allowed to do Malacha on Yontif. However, there's one very, very, very fundamental difference. It's a Mishnah in Masechtas Megillah from all places, Daf Zayin Amud Beis. The Mishnah says, Ein Bein Yontif L'Shabbos, Ela Oichel Nefesh Bilvad. You're not allowed to do malacha on Shabbos. You're not allowed to do malacha on Yontif. However, Ein Bein, there is one major distinction, and that is Meleches Oichel Nefesh. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to do any malacha. Malacha being defined as any one of the Lamedes Malachas. On Yontif, if one of the Malachas involve Oichel Nefesh, Pashit, preparing food, then the halacha is you'd be allowed to do it. Stating that, there was a major machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, how far this heter of meleches oichel nefesh goes. Beis Hillel held that being that you're allowed to do certain melachos for the purpose of oichel nefesh, so it's for that reason you're allowed to do those same melachos even if you're not doing it for the purpose of oichel nefesh. Meaning once the Torah allowed one to do certain melachos on Yontif because these melachos are inherently meleches oichel nefesh, you're allowed to do them even if you're not doing it for the purpose of oichel nefesh. Beis Shammai argued. Beis Shammai said you're allowed to do the melacha to the extent it's negeya oichel nefesh. But once it's no longer negeya oichel nefesh, even though this is a malacha that sometimes is a malacha seichel nefesh, even if this is a malacha that's primarily a malacha seichel nefesh, it doesn't matter. To the extent it's malacha seichel nefesh, you can do it on Yontif. But to the extent it's not malacha seichel nefesh, you're not allowed to do it on Yontif. This machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is known as the machloikis regarding mitoich. Beis Hillel holds that any malacha that you're allowed to do for oichel nefesh, we say mitoich shehutra malacha l'tzayrich oichel nefesh, hutra nami shaloi l'tzayrich oichel nefesh. Beis Shammai said no. There's no such halacha as mitoich. Meaning, as to the extent it's malachas oichel nefesh, it's okay. Once, however, it's not okay, malachas oichel nefesh, at that point, it's not going to be okay. This is the very, very abridged version of the introduction. Metz Hashem, after the daf, we'll revisit this. Zok de Mishnah. Beis Shammai Yoimrin. Beis Shammai says, Ein Moitzin, Lo Yes HaKoton, V'lo Yes HaLulav, V'lo Yes Seifet Torah L'Shus HaRab. You're not allowed to carry a child, you're not allowed to carry a lulav, from all things, and you're not allowed to carry a Sefer Torah on Yontif in Rosh Hashanah. Beis Hillel Matirin, Beis Hillel says that no, it's really okay. So everyone knows that you're allowed to carry, quote unquote, on Yontif. Not allowed to carry on Shabbos, unless there's an Erev. But on Yontif, you're allowed to carry. The truth is, that's a terrible, terrible misnomer, as we're going to see. Haitzah is the 39th of the Lamedes Melachos. As a result, there's a Melacha of Haitzah on Yontif, just like there's a Melacha of Haitzah on Shabbos. Stating that, there are instances where you're allowed to carry on Yontif, just like there are instances where you're allowed to do other malachas on Yontif. The Mishnah presents a machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel whether you're allowed to carry a katan, a lulav, and a sefer Torah in a reshus harabim on Yontif or not. Beis Shammai said you're not allowed to. Beis Hillel said that you are allowed to. Now, to be clear, if somebody wanted to carry food in a reshus harabim, of course that's something that you'd be allowed to do. No machloikis Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai would agree you're allowed to. Why? That's malachas oichel nefesh. That's something that you're for sure allowed to do on Yontif. The Machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is negeya carrying, where you're not carrying food. The three examples that the Mishnah gives, Hatzad Ashova Shebehen, is it has nothing to do with Oichel Nefesh. You're carrying a Katon, you're carrying a Lulav, you're carrying a Sefer Torah, in a Rishos HaRabim, none of them are negeya Oichel Nefesh. Beis Hillel says it's fine anyways. Beis Shammai says it's not okay. We already know why Bisham and Bisul argued this machloikis. It's related to what we spoke out very, very briefly in the introduction, but really the introduction was the summary of the Gemara that we're about to learn. So now we're going to go through this Gemara in real time, try to understand Pashup Shah, what's this machloikis between Bisham and Bisul? So the Gemara, Tani, Tanakh, Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. There was a Tana that taught the following in the presence of Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. He said, quote, Hashoichet Oilos Nava Beyantavloike. If somebody shechts a carbon oila, but this oila was not an oilas tzibor, but rather it's an oilas yachid, meaning an individual is bringing this carbon oil, and the reason he's bringing it is not because he's obligated to bring it, but he decided that he wants to give a gift to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so he's bringing an oilas yantif. Now a kohen, or not necessarily a kohen, went, shechted it on yantif, loika, this Tana said, he's going to get malchus. Now, avoida in the Beis HaMikdash was something that was Doicha Shabbos and certainly Doicha Yantif. However, not always, there were certain Karbonos which were Doicha Shabbos and Yantif, and as a result, the respective Avodas would be Doicha Shabbos and Yantif as well. So the Karbon Tamid, the Musafin, they were brought on Shabbos and Yantif. So any Avoda that one would violate when bringing those Karbonos, obviously one was allowed to do on Shabbos and Yantif. You could do Shechita with the Karbon Tamid, you can do Aktara with the Karbon Tamid, any potential Melacha that you may be doing, we don't care. Because at the end of the day, bringing the Karbon is going to be Doicha. But this Baraisa was discussing someone that Shechted an Oilas Nadava. An Oilas Nadava is not a carbon that's Doicha Shabbos and Yantif. Nadarim and Nadavas are not craving the Shabbos, they're not even craving the Yantif. So this Tana said a Chiddush that if somebody would Shech the Oilas Nadava and Yantif, he did something he wasn't supposed to do. He's going to get Malkus now. Why? Because he violated one of the Lamites Melachas. He violated the Lamites Melacha of Shechita. Now, the Braisa said that he would get Malkus. If someone's Mechal Shabbos, you don't get Malkus. You never get Malkus for Chil Shabbos. Mises Bezdin, Karis, Chatos, never Malkus. The reason is because being that there's Mises Bezdin, potentially for being Mechal Shabbos, so the Lavin of Shabbos are considered a Lav Shenitein Le'azoras Mises Bezdin, and anytime a person violates a Lav, which sometimes can result in Mises Bezdin, the Halach is, he's not going to get Malkus. Yontif, however, is different. If someone's Mechal Yontif, bemazed with Edim and Asra, he does it in the most over-the-top way. It doesn't matter. At the end of the day, he's never going to be Chayiv Mises Bezdin. What he's going to be Chayiv is Malkus. So again, basically what this Tana said was, if someone checks an Eilos and Davan Yontif, which is something he wasn't allowed to do, like he gets Malkus. Why? Because he violated the Malach of Sheikh Amale. So Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi told this Tana. He said, Amalechamani. He said, this Braisa that you're saying over, whose opinion is it going according to? Beishamai. If you ask me, I think it's Beishamai. The Amri, who holds that Lo Yomrinon, we do not say that Mitoik Shehutra Hoitza Litzarech, Hutranami Shaloy Litzarech. Beishamai holds in our Mishnah that even though you're allowed to carry food on Yontif, but you're not allowed to carry a Kot, you're not allowed to carry a Lulav, you're not allowed to carry a Sefer Torah. Clearly, he doesn't subscribe to the principle of mitoich. He doesn't hold that mitoich shehutra haitza letzairich, that being you're allowed to carry food when it's letzairich haichal nefesh, so too you're allowed to carry something else shenloi letzairich. I beisilo, because Rav Yisrael Avdim, he said, if this price is going according to beisilo, who holds that you're allowed to carry anything on yontif? Ha'amri deho mitoich shehutra haitza letzairich, hutunami shenloi letzairich. So hachanami, we should say the same thing regarding shoichin. Mitoich shehutra shechita letzairich, being that you're allowed to shecht letzairich, you're allowed to shecht if you're preparing food, there were certain shechitas that were mutter. So if that's the case, it should be mutter shalei letzarech as well. So Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi heard this price, said that if someone shechts an oil sadam on yantif, he's going to get malchus, and he made what seems to be a very simple comment. He said that clearly this price is going according to Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai holds that you're not allowed to shecht an oilas nedava on yantif, and if you do, you would even get Malkus. But according to Beis Hillel, you would not get Malkus. In fact, maybe this is even something that you would be allowed to do l'katchila. Because Shechita is a Melecha Soichel Nefesh. And we would say, Mitoich Shehutra Melecha L'tzorich Oichel Nefesh, Hutra Nami Shaloi L'tzorich Oichel Nefesh. And where do you see this machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, whether you say Mitoich or you don't say Mitoich? You see it in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah was talking about carrying a cotton, carrying a lulav, carrying a sefer Torah, and a shus rabban yontif. Beis Shammai said you cannot. Beis Hillel said you can. And Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi said it's posher to me that the hezber and the machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is whether you say Mitoich or you don't say Mitoich. So according to Beis Shammai, you don't say Mitoich. And Chanami, you'll get malchus for a shchit that's not L'tzorich Oichel Nefesh, such as shechting an oilas nedava on yontif. It's not L'tzorich Oichel Nefesh. Nobody eats from it.
oil had to be consumed completely on the Mizbeach. So there's no Eichel Nefesh component over here. So therefore, according to Beisham, you get Malkus. But according to Beisil, you would say Mitoich, you wouldn't get Malkus. But the Gemara says, Maskef Rabba. Rabba heard this and he asked the Kasha. He said, Mimai de Beisham Beisil b'ho pligi. How do you know that the Machloikas Beishamai and Beisil is in our Mishnah regarding whether you say mitoich or you don't say mitoich? He had a completely different approach to maybe what the machlokes is. Duma be'erev ha'itzal l'shabbos, de'ein erev ha'itzal l'yontav kamifugit. Rabbi said, maybe the machlokes in Mishnah Beisil is whether or not there's an iser ha'itzal at all on yontav, or there is no iser ha'itzal on yontav. Meaning, ha'itzal is one of the lamitas malachas. We're assuming that all of the 39 malachas that we are not allowed to do on Shabbos, theoretically, apply to Yontif as well, with the exception of Melechas Eichel Nefesh, and we're suggesting a Svar of Mitoich. Said Rabbah, maybe that's not what's going on in the Mishnah. Meaning, maybe Shana Beisil, why Beisil allows you to carry a cotton, a lulav, and a sefer Torah, and a Rishos Rabbim, is not because of a Svar of Mitoich. Maybe there's no such thing as Mitoich. And when you're talking about Shechita or some other Malacha, there's no such institution called Mitoich. So why did Beisil say you're allowed to carry a cotton, a lulav, and a sefer Torah? Because maybe Beisil holds there is no Iser Hoitzah on Yontif. It's true there's something called Erev Hoitzah, but maybe that's only on Shabbos. Maybe not on Yontif. And Rabbi explained. He said, Mar Sovar, Beis Shammai holds Erev Hoitzah on Shabbos, Erev Hoitzah on Yontif. That's just like there's a Malacha Hoitzah on Shabbos, also Malacha Hoitzah on Yontif. So therefore, Beis Shammai holds Eim Hoitzin, Lo Yasa Kotten, Lo Yasa Lulav, Lo Yasa Sefer Torah, Lo Yasa Rabbim, even on Yontif. Umar Sovar, whereas Beisil holds Erev Hoitzah on Shabbos, they know Erev Hoitzah on Yontif. They have Erev on Shabbos, you don't have it on Yontif. Now, why would it be different? Why would you think you don't have it on Yontif? You have all the Lama Tess Malachas on Yontif, with the exception of Eichel Nefesh, so why would you think there's no Erev and Oitzah? Kedachsev, say, brought him a car from a Pasek, Rabbi did. A very interesting Pasek. The Pasek is in Yirmiyo, Perek Yud Zayin. It says, V'loi soitziu masa mi batechem biyoim HaShabbos. And the Pasek is talking about the Malach of Eitzah, that's obvious. And it says, B'yayim HaShabbos. It said, Rabbi, B'Shabbos and B'yontav Loi. Maybe that's what's going on over here. In other words, Rabbi Tainit, that Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, you understood the Machlokes B'Shabbos and B'Yontav Loi in the Mishnah, whether you're allowed to carry a cotton, a lulav, and a sefer Torah on Yontav or not, as being a Machlokes regarding something super fundamental in Hilchas Yontav. And that is, do you say Mitoich or you don't say Mitoich? B'Shabbos says you say Mitoich, B'Shabbos says you don't say Mitoich. And as a result, you're applying it from Haitza to Shechita. What's the difference? If you say Mitoich by Haitza, why wouldn't you say Mitoich by Shechita? Maske Flo Rabba, maybe that's not Pshan in the Mishnah. Maybe Beisil never said Mitoich. Maybe the Machloi, the Shai Beisil is a specific Machloi because regarding Haitza. Beishamai holds Erev and Haitza on Yontif, just like on Shabbos. And Beisil holds there's no such thing as Erev and Haitza. But the point is, here's the punchline, Beisil is saying a halach in our Mishnah specifically related to Haitza. He never said a Chiddush called me Toich, and as a result, Sinit Kain Tzushtel to Ashoichet Oilas Nadav B'Yantav B'Loika. In other words, what Rabbi wants in Pshat and Arsugya is that price of Ashoichet Oilas Nadav B'Yantav B'Loika is not only according to Beisham because he doesn't hold me Toich, it's according to Beisil also because Beisil also doesn't hold me Toich. That was Rabbi's kasha. How do you know Pshat and the Machloikis and the Mishnah is me Toich? Maybe the Machloikis is whether you say the Lord, the Melach of Eitzah at all on Yad, the Maskev for Rabbi Yosef. So usually, if someone asks a kasha and then someone says a teretz, so the Gemara would say, Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rabbaya, Amar Rava, a teretz. But here, the Gemara is answering the question with a question, like we sometimes do. So masking for Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi Yosef asked the Kasha, said, Elamayato, if that's the case, Liflegu Bavonim. In other words, if you're right that the machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beisil and our Mishnah is not a machloikis related to Mitoich. It's not this Yisoidi machloikis, but rather it's a specific machloikis, Erev and Oitzah on Yontif, or no Erev and Oitzah on Yontif. So Rabbi Yosef said that if that's the case, so why then did they argue with regards to a katan and a lulav and a sefer Torah? You know what they should have argued about? They should have argued about avonim. Are you allowed to carry avonim or you're not allowed to carry avonim? And middle pnifli by avonim. So Rabbi Yosef said that from the fact that they didn't argue regarding avonim, shmamino, this is a raya, but it's shloi l'tzarech pligi, the machloikis must have been regarding something else. This is not a machloikis about erev and oitzah b'yontif, but rather this is a machloikis about where you do a malach that sometimes a malach is eichel nefesh, you do it in a way where it's shloi l'tzarech eichel nefesh. Do you say mitoich or you don't say mitoich? So Rabbi Yosef said, now I know, and you know, Rabbi Yisrael and Rabbi Dimi knew that the Machlokes B'Shamay is still in the Mishnah, the Machlokes regarding Mitoich, it's kind of a general Machlokes whether you have Eitzah or not, because the Machlokes was regarding Katan, Lulav, and Sefer Torah, not Avonim. So what does Avonim have to do with anything? So it's a very geshmaka Rashi here. Rashi says that if Pshat and Beisilil is, he holds there's no such thing as Oitza on Yantif, he would also hold there's no such thing as Muktza on Yantif. And this is based on what we spoke about on that base. Because the whole Takonas Chazal of Muktza was instituted by Nechemya ben Chachalya in the beginning of Bayis Sheni when he saw that the Yidden weren't being careful with the Melacha of Hoitza. So because he saw they weren't being careful with the Melacha of Hoitza, he felt he had a strength in Hoitza. So he said, not only can you carry in a Rishus HaRabim, not only can you carry in a Karmelis, but you can't even carry certain things in your own house. And that was the whole point of Muktza. Now, if there's no Muktza, if there's no Eitzah on Yantiv, there should be no Muktzah on Yantiv. So Beis Hillel should have said more sharf. Beis Hillel should have said that not only is a mutter to carry a katan and a lulav and a sefer Torah, but better, you're even allowed to carry avonim. And from the fact that he didn't say you're allowed to carry avonim, vaisleis is hilchas muktzah on Yantiv. If there's hilchas muktzah on Yantiv, zoysoy meres said Rabbi Yosef, there's dine erev and Eitzah as well. If that's the case, what's Pshanim Beis Hillel in our Mishnah? Pshanim Beis Hillel in our Mishnah must be because they hold of me. So we have two approaches right now. How to understand the Mishnah Machlokes B'Shanim and Bissel. Either they're arguing about Mitoich, or they're arguing whether there's Erev and Oitza on Yantiv, but there's no Erev Oitza on Yantiv. So the Gemara of Afra B'Yoichin and Tzavar, Pin Mitoich Shotra Oitza L'Tzayrich, Hotra Nami Shaloi L'Tzayrich Pligi. So we had this exact Nusach on Nafkim Olam Adalav, where there was Amiram that debated Pshat and a Mishnah, and then the Gemara said, by the way, Afra B'Yoichin, and I'll tell you what the great Rabbi Yoichin held on this topic, because Rabbi Yoichin's opinion when it comes to establishing Halacha L'Maisa is something that's very important. So if the Gemara knew what Rabbi Yochanan held on this topic, specifically what the nature of the Machloikis B'Shan B'Shan is, so it's something that we're going to mention. Zok the Gemara, you know what Rabbi Yochanan held the Machloikis was? The argument regarding Mitoich. How do I know that the Tanikam made Rabbi Yochanan? It was the Tana that once said the following in the presence of Rabbi Yochanan. Hamavashal gid hanosha b'cholav b'yantif v'achloi. So this person did a lot of bad things. He cooked gid hanosha together with milk on yantif, and then to add insult to injury, he ate it. So the Tana said, Loike Chomish. He gets Malkus 5 times. Loike Mishom Mavashal. Number one, he gets Malkus for cooking a gid. He cooked something on Yontif. Now, cooking on Yontif, of course you're allowed to do. That's the classic example of Malachas Leichel Nefesh. However, he cooked something that you're not allowed to eat. And because he cooked something that you're not allowed to eat, so it comes out he cooked not Letzayrach Leichel Nefesh. What's the Leichel Nefesh? You can't eat it. So because he cooked something that was Shaloi Letzayrach Leichel Nefesh, so he gets Malkus for being Mevashel on Yontif. For Loike Mishom Oichel Gid. He gets Malkus because he ate the Gidanosha. Gidanosha, that's the third mitzvah in the Torah, according to the Chinuch's count. It's the first lois asay in the Torah. Now let it eat in Gidanosha. He cooked Bas V'chalv together. Gidanosha is fleishig. He cooked it together with milk. Lois Vashal Gidi B'chalev Ima. Just you're not allowed to eat Bas V'chalv. You're not allowed to have anah from Bas V'chalv. You're also not allowed to cook Bas V'chalv. He ate it, so he ate Bas V'chalv. So that's a problem. Additionally, he lit the fire. And again, even though it's Yontif, and you're allowed to technically light a fire on Yontif, we'll see more about that in the coming sugis, but that's something that you're allowed to do. It's a Malachas Leichel Nefesh. But here again, it wasn't Letzayrach Leichel Nefesh. And because it wasn't Letzayrach Leichel Nefesh, so therefore, he gets Malkus for that too. So the Tana comes to the great Rabbi Yochanan, and he says, HaMevashel Gid Anosha B'chol B'yontif V'achloi, he gets Malkus 5 times. Amaleis Rabbi Yochanan heard what he said, and he told him, Puk Toni Levaru. I hear what you're saying, but if you ever want to say a brisa like this, do me a favor and say it outside. Don't say something like this in Beis Medrash. Why not? What was so terrible about what he said? He said, because 2 of your 5 Malkias are not true. Havara Ubishnal in a Mishnah. There's no way there was a Tana that said that a person would get Malkias for lighting a fire on Yontif or for cooking on Yontif because he's a Malachas Leichel Nefesh. And then Rabbi Yochanan continued. Here's the punchline. Im Timzalem in Mishnah. And if you're going to action Zechos, you're going to say, no, I'm telling you, I heard the price. I heard it literally from the mouth of the Tana. This is what he said. So Rabbi Yochanan said, if that's true, you should know who you were hearing share from. It was Beis Shammai here. You were hearing from an undercover Beis Shammai Talmud. That's who this was from. The Amri, because Beis Shammai holds, because Beis Shammai holds in the Mishnah that you're not allowed to carry a cotton and say, if they're in a lulav on Yontif, clearly they don't subscribe to Mitoich. So if they don't hold a Mitoich, so if somebody cooks, someone lights a fire, he's going to get Malkus. So because the Ibe is still Rabbi Yochanan, because if the Tana that you heard shir from was Beis Hillel. Kiven the Amri Mitoik Shehotro Hitzolet Zayrich Hotter Nami Shloim Zayrich. Just like they said in the Mishnah that you're allowed to carry Shloim Zayrich Eichel Nefesh because of Mitoich. Hachinami Mitoik Shehotro Avar Letzayrich. Hachinami Shloim Zayrich. The same would be true with regards to Avara. Bottom line is, it's very, very clear. It's crystal clear that Rabbi Yochanan learned the machloikis between Beishan and Beis Hillel as being a machloikis related to Mitoich. So again, in the Mishnah we had a machloikis Beishan and Beis Hillel. Bishamai says you're not allowed to carry a katan, you're not allowed to carry a lulav, you're not allowed to carry a sefer Torah in a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim on Yontif. Beis Hillel says you can. The Gemara had two suggestions as to what pshat in this machloikis might be. Rabba said that maybe the machloikis, it was in fact a maskifla Rabba. He seemed to feel pretty strongly that that might be pshat in our Mishnah, is whether or not there's a melacha v'itzah at all on Yontif. Haitzah, we know, is a malacha grua. There are instances where you find that Haitzah is treated differently than the other malachas. And said, Rabba, maybe that's Shitas Beisil. Beisil simply holds no such thing as Haitzah on Yontif. Now, you need a basis to say that. So Rabba said, I do. Albeit, a pasuk in Yirmiyahu, Perek Yud Zayin, where it says, V'loy Saitziu Masa Mibateichem B'yoy Mashabbos. Why are we talking about Shabbos? It's true for Yontif as well. So you see over here a little bit of a clue that maybe there's no Haitzah on Yontif. That maybe that's the pasuk Beis Hillel of Darshan, but the bottom line is Pshat and Beis Hillel is simply because they hold there's no such thing as Haitzah. But here's the point: this mission is only talking about Haitzah. It has no implications. It has no ramifications. No nafkaminas la'alacha in any other of the 39 malachas. But Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi and Rabbi Yosef, Va'af Rabbi Yochanan, and this is the halacha l'maisa, all said that's not Pshat in this mission. Beis Hillel holds that there's Haitzah on Yontif, just like you have the other 38 malachas on Yontif. Beis Hillel says a chiddush, however, that's nogeya every single one of the lametes malachas on Yontif, and that is if you have a malacha that's an oichel nefesh digim malacha, we say a svara known as mitoich. It's like a migu type of svara, the other type of migu that we always talk about. Some Rishonim refer to it as a migo. Mitoich shehutter malacha l'tzayruch eichel nefesh, hutter nami shaloi l'tzayruch eichel nefesh. Which means that if Beis Hillel said it with regards to Haitzah, it would be true with regards to Shechita, thus Hashoichet Eilus and Lava B'yantiv, Loika only according to Beis Shammai, not according to Beis Hillel. And if someone's mevashel gid hanasha on Yantiv, even though it's not a maleches eichel nefesh, but you're not going to get malchus for bishul, you're not going to get malchus for havara, because there's a svara called mitoich. We're turning the page as if there's nothing to talk about on Amud Aleph. We're going to revisit this in Metz Hashem, but for now, there's a second part of the daf that we have to learn. So the introduction to the next Mishnah, which is shorter, is that there was a takonas chazal, it's a Mishnah later in the Masechta, on daf lamid vav amid beis, that one is not allowed to be mafresh chumas umaisris on Shabbos and on Yontif. Really, midday rice you should be allowed to, but Chazal said that you shouldn't. There's different reasons why. Machloik is Rambam and other Rishonim, but the poshup shad is because it's nirikim esakin mana. Right now, you have peiros they're not allowed to eat from until you're mafresh chumas umaisris. If you're going to be mafresh chumas umaisris, so now you're allowed to eat from these peiros, even though physically you didn't change the pre, you didn't take a nail and knock it into anything, but at the same time, there's a makabe patish, there's a mesakin mana element over here, and it was enough for Chazal to be worried and say that this is not something you should do on Shabbos and Yontif. Stating that, there are two notable exceptions to the rule, and that's going to be the topic now of the remainder of the daf, and that is hafroshas chala and being mafresh dezroya lichoyayim and dekeva. So just the definitions. Hafroshas chala is to bread and to dough what truma is to peiros. So just like if someone had a kri of peiros, so there's a halacha, you had to take a little bit, chita achas peiros as a kri, but you had to take something and give it to a kohen. That thing that your mafresh has kedusha, azor daritzit is chayv miso, very, very chomer truma. Chal is the same thing. But chal is reishis harisoy seichem. So you're preparing dough, you have to be mafresh a little bit of chal. When you mafresh it, it gets kedusha, azor is not allowed to eat it. You have to give it to a kohen. The whole Shulchan Aruch that you have regarding truma, you have regarding chala as well. Zroya, lichmayayim, and keva are parts of an animal. Now, when you shecht kachim, that's kachim 101, there were parts of the carbon that were given to the kohanim. Even an oila, the skin went to a kohen. So the kohen always got a chelik of the carbon. What about chulin? So chulin also. Zroya, lichayayim, and keva, those are three parts of the animal, had to be given to a kohen. Regardless, even though being mafresh chala is a hafrosha, like hafrosha shum, and being mafresh roi l'chayayim and keva is as well. So you would have thought that if I can't be mafresh chumas and maisers, I shouldn't be able to be mafresh chala, I shouldn't be able to be mafresh this roi l'chayayim and keva, not on Shabbos and not on Yontif. Kamash Malon, the halacha is that you're allowed to. Chala, Zroi, L'chaim, and Keva, those are the two exceptions. Now, why are these the exceptions? This is not Zeres HaKosivs. This is all on the Rabbanon level. So why would the Rabbanon have carved out and said that even though you're not allowed to be mafresh all these things, but these two are going to be different? The reason is because when are you mafresh chala? When you prepare dough. You're allowed to prepare dough on Yontif. That's something you're allowed to do. Being that I'm allowed to prepare the dough on Yontif, I'm allowed to be mafresh chala on Yontif as well. Zroil chayayim and keva, when do you give it to the kohen? After you shech the animal. I'm allowed to do the shechita on Yontif. Being that I'm allowed to do the shechita on Yontif, I can be mafresh this as well. But for example, being mafresh shumas and maisers, there is no melochna that we were matter on Yontif that comes before it that we should say that, oh, because we're allowing you to do this, so now you should do that. These are things that you could have done before Yontif, just like you could do on Yontif, and you know what? You should have done it before Yontif, and there's no reason for us to allow you to have this special exception so that you'd be able to do it on Yontif. But the point is that you're not allowed to be mafresh shumas and maestres, but you are allowed to be mafresh chala, and you're allowed to be mafresh dezroya lechayayim and keva. Stating that, there was a major machloikis between Bisham and Basil as it relates to this halach. Bisham says, "Eimelichin chala umatonois lekoyim beyontif." You're not allowed to bring the chala to the Kohen on Yontif, and you're not allowed to bring the matonos, referring to the Zroya, Lichayim, and the Keva, to the Kohen on Yontif. And he said, Bein Shehurmu Me'emesh, Bein Shehurmu Me'ayoy. It doesn't matter if you will mafresh them Erev Yontif, or if you will mafresh them on Yontif. The Gemara is going to focus on this line. Either way, Beis Shammai says you're not allowed to bring it to the Kohen on Yontif. Beis Hillel Matir, Beis Hillel says you're allowed to. Amar L'Mishammai. So Mishammai told Beis Hillel, Gzeir Shavu. I know I'm right. Based on Gzeir Shavu. What was Beis Shammai's Gzeir Shavu? Chalo matonos, matonos, chalo and Zroi L'chaim and Keva are two of the Chavdal Matnes Kuna. V'Truma Matana L'Koyin. Truma is also Matana to the Koyin. Shem Shem Elichin as a Truma. Just like you're not allowed to give Truma to a Koyin on Yontif, Kachem Elichin as a Matanas. It makes sense. You shouldn't be able to give these things to the Koyin either. Amla V'Yisil, V'Yisil, V'Yishamay. No. Lo Yema Martin V'Truma. Truma you can't. She'in Ezaki Baramasa. You can't be Mafis Truma on Yontif. So really, you can't give the Truma to the Koyin on Yontif either. Ta'imru B'Matanas Shizakoy Baramasa. As opposed to the Zroya L'Chayayim and the Keva. And the same would be true for the Chala, but they so focused on the Zroya L'Chayayim and Keva, where you're allowed to do the Shechit on Yontif. So if you're allowed to do the Shechit on Yontif, so maybe this is different, and it's for that reason you'd be allowed to give it to the Kohen as well. So two things before we start the Gemara. Number one, so again, everybody agrees that you're allowed to be Mafresh Chala, and you're allowed to be Mafresh the Zroya L'Chayayim and the Keva on Yontif. The machloikis between Beisham and Yisils are you allowed to take it now, after you're Mafresh it, give it to the Kohen, or not give it to the Kohen. Beis Shammai says you can't. Beis Hillel says you can. So number one, why would you think that you can't give the Zroya L'Chayayim and Keva and Chala and Shroom, it sounds like from the Mishnah, everybody agrees you're not allowed to give. What's the big deal? We understand why you're not allowed to be Mafreshe. We said that's a Tikkun Mono type of idea. But giving it to the Kohen, what's the problem? So Pashup Shad is because Chazal were worried that if you're going to give it to the Kohen, then you're going to end up being mafresh it as well. Meaning, if you're going to give the truma to the Kohen, you'll be mafresh truma. That's why Beis Hillel said that, I understand, that's a good svara for truma. But that has nothing to do with chalas, rai, chaim, and keva. Because these things, you're allowed to be mafresh on Yontif. So if I'm allowed to be mafresh, why shouldn't I be able to give it? Because I may be mafresh, and I'm allowed to be mafresh it anyways. Truma, I understand. But rai, chaim, and keva, not. But regardless, that's the machlis. Beis Shammai says, you can be mafresh, but you can't give it to the Kohen. Whereas Beis Hillel says that you could be mafresh it, and you can give it to the Kohen as well. Tosfos speaks out, Agav, that Beis Shammai yomrim ein moylichen. Tosfos says right away, Pirish, lav dafka moylichen. Duadim en yovei ha-koyen lebeisoy lo yitnein. It's not even moylichen. You're not allowed to give it to the Kohen. That's Beis Shammai shinto. Beis Hillel says not that way. And then Beis Shammai says, I'll tell you my makar, I have a gzeira shava. He made a gzeira shava between chala, zroi l'chayayim and keva, and truma. Just like truma, you can. So to these, you can. And then Beis Hillel said, there's the obvious difference. So Rashi says right away, this is not a real gzeira shava. Lav dafka zok Rashi gzeira shava. Why? The kulam of the rabbanon goes, because this whole mishnah is all playing on a rabbanon level. So obviously, there's no gzeira shava. Gzeira shava is when you have psukim in the Torah, you have words. So then you can mach a gzeira shava. Over here, there's not a gzeira shava. Ela dumya de gzeira shava med the rabbanon. This is like a gzeira shava med the rabbanon. You don't see this every day. But either way, for whatever reason, Beis Shammai chose the word Gzeira Shava, could have made the point without saying Gzeira Shava, and Rashi says it's like a Gzeira Shava, albeit a Rabbanon Gzeira Shava. Regardless, this is the Machlokes between Bishamai and Bisilul. The Gemara now is going to bring a Braisa that elaborated a little bit on this Machlokes. Zok the Gemara. So the Gemara's analysis of this Mishnah begins with a Hanocha. A Hanocha that the Gemara is going to fall off of. But the whole Gemara that we're going to learn right now from here until the end of the Amid is really predicated on this Hanocha, which we'll see is not Muchach. Kasol Kedaitach says the Gemara, Shehurmu mehayoim, v'shenishchetu mehayoim. V'shehurmu me'emesh, v'shenishchetu me'emesh. Bishamai holds, you're not allowed to take the challah, you're not allowed to take the Zorah L'chaim and Keva, and give it to a Kohen on Yontif. And then Bishamai says, I'll tell you how far I hold this. Bein shehurmu me'emesh, bein shehurmu me'ayam. He says, I don't care when you were mafresh. It doesn't matter if you were mafresh it on Yontif, even if you were mafresh on Erev Yontif. It doesn't matter which way you did it. Regardless, the halacha is, it's not going to be okay. So the Gemara says that just like Bishamai said, that his halacha is true, whether you were mafresh it on Yontif or you were mafresh it before Yontif, it's reasonable that Bishamai also meant to say that it doesn't matter when you did the shechita either. Now, obviously, if we're talking about shechita, we're talking about Zroya L'chayayim and Kev. So as it relates to the Zroya L'chayayim and Kev, it doesn't matter if you shechted the animal before Yontif, or if you shechted the animal on Yontif. Maybe Bishamai is saying in all situations, this is a problem. It doesn't matter when you were mafresh it. It doesn't matter when you shechted it. Either way, it's going to be a problem. Now, again, Bishamai never said it doesn't matter when you shechted it. Bishamai said, Bein shehurmu me'amish, Bein shehurmu me'ayayim. Maybe if you shechted it Erev Yontif, it's different than if you shechted it on Yontif. I don't know, Bishamai didn't say that. This is the big Hanocha that we're making in the beginning of this Gemara. Because Solka Daitach again, Shehurmu Me'ayoyim, Vishenishchatu Me'ayoyim. That Bishamai says it doesn't matter if you were mafresh it today or if you shechted it today. Or Vishenhurmu Me'ayemesh, Vishenishchatu Me'ayemesh. It doesn't matter if you were mafresh it yesterday or if you did the shechita yesterday. Either way, it's going to be a problem. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, Mani Masis, and who's the town of the Mishnah? Loi Rabbi Yosi, can't be Rabbi Yosi. Veloi Rabbi Yehuda, can't be Rabbi Yehuda. El Acherim, it must be Acherim, who was Rameh when he said Torah in the name of his Rebbe Acher. But it must mean that the Tana Mishnah is not Rabbi Yosi, it's not Rabbi Yehuda, rather it's Acherim. So who's this Rabbi Yosi? And who's this Rabbi Yehuda? Who's this Acherim? Tanya will learn to the Bryce. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, and Acherim are going to all comment on the Machloikis B'Sham Yisol, and the Gemara is going to then make its point that based on the Hanocha we just made in the Mishnah, our Mishnah is only consistent with Acherim's version of the Mishnah. So first, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, "Lo'enachlu b'shamim b'silah ala matanei shehurmu me'erev yontif shemaylichem im ha'tamei shehurmu me'ayoyim v'shchenishchetu me'ayoyim." Rabbi Yehuda said that even though Bishamai said that you're not allowed to give the challah, you're not allowed to give the zroil chayim and keva to a kohen on yontif, however, they agree, lo'enachlu, that in the event that you have zroil chayim and keva that you shechted on yontif, then you're allowed to give that to a kohen. And not just that, they added another piece that you're allowed to take from Zroil Chaim and Keva that you shechted before Yontif and give it together with the Zroil Chaim and Keva that came from an animal that you shechted on Yontif. Meaning, lo'inechleku be'shamei and be'silol ala matonei shehurmu me'erev Yontif shemoylichin, that you're allowed to give it, even though Bishamai said you're not allowed to give it. But they never argued that you would be able to give it ima matonei shehurmu me'ayoyim. As long as the shechita happened on Yontif, so then you'd be allowed to take that and tack it on and give it to the kohen. When did they argue that if you want to now take this Zroi L'chaim and Keva that came from an animal from before Yontif and give it to the kohen, not together with Zroi L'chaim and Keva that came from a shechita on Yontif? Bishamai says you're not allowed to. Bishamai says you are allowed. And this was Bishamai's cheshbon, the same like we had in the Mishnah, that Bishamai would say chala matanis matanol kohen, chala matanis argument to give it to the kohen, truma matanol kohen. Kshem shem alichem zat truma, just like you're not allowed to give truma to the kohen, kachem alichem zat matanis. So you're not allowed to give the matanis. And normally Bishil, what did Bishil tell Bishamai? Lo, I'm married to the truma. I know you're not allowed to give truma shein zakoy baramos. You're not allowed to be married. As opposed to the matonish, it's a koi baramos, and where you're allowed to be mafreshin, I mean that you're allowed to be mafreshin, it's going to be okay. So what's Rabbi Yehuda's shita, the first shita, that even Beishami, who was very machmen on Mishnah, agrees that if you would check the animal on Yontif, you'd be allowed to give it on Yontif. And not just that, if you have matonis that you prepared on Yontif, thus you're allowed to give on Yontif, you can even take something from Erev Yontif and tack it along and give it together. I'm Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi is the second sheet. Rabbi Yossi's sheet is very different than the Mishnah. He said there was never Machil B'Sham Yisrael regarding the Matonis. They both agreed you're allowed. You want to give Zerah L'Chaim and Keva? Avada. You want to give Chala? Avada. The Mishnah said not that way. We know that. The Mishnah is not Rabbi Yossi. Loi nechleku, what it then was the machlekes? I'll let truma. Machlekes was only on truma. Shebishami said, imaylichin, that you're not allowed to give truma. Beisil said, you're allowed to give truma. Vekachay Beisil donin. And in Rabbi Yossi's version, Beisil is the one that was doing the talking. Don chal, they said, chal matonis matonal kain, the truma matonal kain. Chal matonal matonis to a kain, and truma is matonal to a kain. Shebishamichas matonis. Shnos like you're allowed to give these matonis. Beisham, you agree with me? In this version that you can give chalo, you can give tzroi l'chaim and kev. Kach melichin esa chumo. So you're allowed to give chumo as well. Amar lo beishamay, so beishamay said, lo yam amartim b'matanis. No, matanis is different, just like koi bar amasan. Because you're allowed to be marfish them on yotif. Taimer b'trumo, she'in is a koi bar amasan. As opposed to chumo where you're not allowed to. But in Rabbi Yossi's version of machleikis b'shamay b'sol, they were never even arguing regarding chalo, tzroi l'chaim and kev. The whole machleikis was only by chumo. And here, Beis Hillel is a real koyach to a teira adiv. Beis Hillel holds that even truma, despite the fact that you can't be mafresh to truma, but you can give it to a koyach. And by the way, it's mistaber. Being mafresh, we understand, tikkun mana, giving it to the koyach, mechatesi. But either way, Beis Hillel says in Rabbi Yosef's version that even truma is okay. Acherim boim, acherim is a third shita. Acherim said, loynechle b'shaim Yisrael ala truma, shein moylichin. There was never machlekes regarding truma, meaning no way, not like Rabbi Yosef. Truma for sure you're not allowed to give. Rather, what was the machlokes, loy nechleku el ala matanis. The machlokes was regarding matanis. Shebeshamay emir mei meilichin. Beishamay says you're not allowed to. Ubeisul emir meilichin. And Beisul says you are allowed to. So when we assess the three shittas that we just mentioned, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, and Acher, based on the hanocha that we made in the beginning of the sugya, and that is that when the Mishnah says that Beishamay emir mei meilichin chal matanis l'koyin. It means it doesn't matter if you mafish it before yantiv, mafish it on yantiv. It doesn't matter if you shechted the animal before yantiv, you shechted the animal on yantiv. Either way, the halach is, it's not okay. So the Mishnah can't be Rabbi Yehuda, and it can't be Rabbi Yosi. Can't be Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda said very clearly, if you shechted it on yantiv, it's fine. Not just that, you can even tack on things that ordinarily you wouldn't be allowed to give as long as you're sending it together with things that you shechted on yantiv. It can't be Rabbi Yosi, that's for sure. Rabbi Yosi said that Bishamay never said it's also to give challah, zrei l'chaim, and keva. What did Rabbi Yosi say you're not allowed to give? He said you're not allowed to give truma. And even that, Beisul said you are allowed to give. So the Mishnah is for sure not Rabbi Yosi, but it's also not Rabbi Yehuda, based on the assumption that we made. So who must it be? It must be Acherim. Now, the truth is, if you revisit what Acherim said, Acherim didn't say that much. Acherim, I remember, Loinechliku Bisham Bisol ala Truma, Loinechliku ala ala Matanois, Shabisham Yemen, Emma Lichen, Bisulay Malichen. Acherim never got involved in this controversial question, what happens if you shechted the animal on Yotiv, could I give it or not give it? But from the stima of Acherim, it sounds like maybe Bishamai holds you can never give it. It doesn't matter who, what, when, and where. And by the way, if we have three shittas, and it can't be the first two, so by process of elimination, it must be the third shita. So again, the Gemara is making a few assumptions when it makes this taina, but at the end of the day, if we accept the original assumption that Bishamay in the Mishnah means even if you shechted it today, so l'chura can't be Rabbi Yosi, must be it's Acherim. So the Gemara says, should we say it's Acherim and not Rabbi Yehuda? And notice, the Gemara doesn't even address Rabbi Yosi, because it's Pashat, it's not Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi is no shaykhis to our Mishnah. The question is Acherim or Rabbi Yehuda? That's where there's a little bit of gray area. We made an assumption, based on that we knocked out Rabbi Yehuda, so the Gemara says, so this is probably what Acherim, even though again, Acherim doesn't talk so much. Acherim really spoke Balashin Katsar over here. But it's a little bit unclear, but the bottom line is, should we assume it's Acherim, not Rabbi Yehuda? Am I Rava? So Rava said no, right? Very, very obvious. Mik tani shahurmu mehayayim, vishanishchatu mehayayim. Shahurmu k'tani, maybe the Mishnah means not that way. And by the way, Rava doesn't just mean maybe. Shahurmu k'tani. All Beishamai says is it doesn't matter when you were mafresh it. But he's for sure talking about where the shechita happened on Erev Yontif. You're making an assumption. Just like Beishamai, it doesn't matter when you were mafresh it, doesn't matter when you shechted it. Zok Rava, no. It does matter when you shechted. We're talking about when you shechted Erev Yontif. And that's what he means. It doesn't matter if you were mafresh it right away or you waited until Yontif to be mafresh it. But the point is that really the Tana of the Mishnah could be Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, so now let's go 180 degrees. Should we assume then that the Tana of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda and it's not Acherim? Meaning if it's Rabbi Yehuda, then it's probably not Acherim. What did Acherim say? Again, Acherim was unclear, but it sounds like from Acherim, the way we understood it, that he's not being mechalik between when you were mafreshed, and he's also not being mechalik when you shechted it. If Rav is right that the Mishnah means dafka when you shechted it on Erev Yontif, so then it's not like Acherim, who, from his stima, from the fact that he didn't talk and explain, sounds like he held it doesn't really matter when the shechita was. So that even if the shechita was on Yontif, it would be a a problem. So the Gemara says, no, filo teim acherim. Maybe acherim agrees, and behanach the nishchatu me'emesh, and when acherim said that according to Beisul, it's not okay, he meant if you shechted it before Yom. So Rabbi Yehuda holds that according to Beis Shammai, the only time you can't give the challah Zerei Chaim and Kevel is when you shechted before Yontin. And Acherim holds the same exact thing. That's maybe what the Mishnah holds as well. Everyone's getting along. That's the Mishnah. It's Rabbi Yehuda. It's Acherim. Which means the Tana of the Mishnah could be Sai Rabbi Yehuda, Sai Acherim. Frank the Gemara, there's one obvious problem here. If Acherim and Rabbi Yehuda are the same Shita, Hainu Rabbi Yehuda, there has to be some difference. So the Gemara says, Ikabe Nayu Tfeilo. No, there is a Nafkemina. The Nafkemina is Tfeilo. Rabbi Yehuda said two chedushim. Rabbi Yehuda said, number one, that according to Beis Shammai, even though you're not allowed to be moilch to chal and Israel Chaim and Keva on Yontif, but if you shechted it on Yontif, you can. And then he said, not just that, you could tack on matnas kahuna that you had from before Yontif that you didn't shecht on Yontif. That's tfeilo, the tuffle, what you're adding on. That was Rabbi Yehuda's chedush. Could be that's what Acherim is coming to argue with. So the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Acherim is not Shechita on Yontif. Maybe everybody holds Shechita on Yontif according to Beis Shammai would be okay, which based on Rava's understanding of the Mishnah is the Mishnah, which means that really the Mishnah is consistent with Rabbi Yehuda and it's consistent with Acherim. What then is the Machloik is Rabbi Yehuda and Acherim? It's a Zaitika point that the Mishnah is not discussing, which means as far as the Mishnah goes, it could be Soivel either one of those two Tanam. The Machloik is was regarding Tfeila. So what's the bottom line in all this? Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul, Rabbi Yehuda said the name of Shmuel, Alochik Rabbi Yossi. So after all that, the Mishnah and Acherim and Rabbi Yehuda, the halach is like Rabbi Yossi, that even Beis Shammai allowed you to give the challah, the Zroi L'chayayim, and the Keva on Yontif. The Machloikis was regarding Truma, and Beis Hill holds even Truma, even though you can't be Mafis Truma on Yontif, you let it give Truma to a Kayan on Yontif, that is the halach. And Zokhti Gemara, a story that supports this, Rab Tuvi Berei, the Rab Nechemya, Havalei Garba the Chamer the Truma. So he had a barrel of wine that was Truma. Also the Chamer to Rabbi Yosef. He went to Rabbi Yosef. Amaleis. He asked Rabbi Yosef, Maulat Muye Lekoyen Oidna. Can I give it to a Koyen now? It was Yontif. Amaleis. He told him, Hochi Amar Rabbi Yudah Mashmul. This is what Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmul. Alochik Rabbi Yosef. And if the Aloch is like Rabbi Yosef, this is something that you're allowed to do. So the Gemara tomorrow's daf is going to continue on this theme. But for now, going back to the very epic Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, the machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, whether we say mitoich shehutra melacha letzayrech oichal nefesh hutra nami shaloi letzayrech oichal nefesh, or whether we not we don't do that. So the truth is that this is a topic that Am Yetzer Hashem we will revisit. There's so much here just from a basic foundational perspective, but just to make a haschala and start the discussion and mention something that Tosfos speaks out here on today's daf that's very, very interesting. And that is, so halacha l'maisa, we have a machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, whether you're allowed to carry a katan, a lulav, and a sefer Torah in a Rishus HaRabim on Yontif or not. And what came out from the Maskonas HaGemara is that everybody agrees, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, that just like this hoitzah on Shabbos, this hoitzah on Yontif as well. Stating that, being that hoitzah is a malacha that you're allowed to do l'tzayrach oichal nefesh, Beis Hillel held that mitoich shehutra malacha l'tzayrach oichal nefesh, hutra nami shaloi l'tzayrach oichal nefesh. Beis Shammai argued, and Beis Shammai said there's no such thing. If you're carrying l'tzayrach oichal nefesh, that's fine. That's something you're allowed to do. But there's no such concept that says that being that you're allowed to do this malacha l'tzayrach oichal nefesh, so too you're allowed to do it shaloi l'tzayrach oichal nefesh. But Beis Hillel holds you do same mitoich. And of course, if it's a machlokes in Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, we paskin like Beis Hillel, and that's why we paskin that you're allowed to carry a katan, you're allowed to carry a lulav, you're allowed to carry a sefer Torah into a rishus harabim, even though it's not L'tzayrich ha'ichal nefesh, and even though Itzah is one of the malachas that you're not allowed to do on Yontif, it's based on the concept of mitoich. Another thing we saw in the Gemara is that this idea of mitoich is not exclusive to Itzah. The Gemara applied it to Shechita, the Gemara applied it to Havara, the Gemara applied it to Bishul. So clearly this is something that's not unique to Itzah, but rather, anytime you have a malacha that's tzayrich ha'ichal nefesh, the halacha is we say, mitoich shehutra malacha l'tzayrich ha'ichal nefesh, hutra nami shaloi l'tzayrich oichal nefesh. Stating that, there's a very, very important caveat that needs to be addressed right at the beginning of this sugya. And that is, the Mishnah that mentioned Beis Hillel's chiddush of mitoich gave three examples of something that you would have thought without mitoich you wouldn't be allowed to do, but really you're allowed to. They're all negeya, the malacha of hitzah. One was carrying a child, The other one is carrying a lulav, and the other one is carrying a Sefer Torah. Rashi and Tosfos both say that you know what these three things have in common? What they have in common is that even though when you carry a katan, a lulav, and a Sefer Torah, there's no oichel nefesh component, but there is a tzairich. There is a tzairich. Tosfos is a lot wordier than Rashi, kedarkei b'kodesh. And Tosfos says that not only is there a tzairich, but they're all a tzairich mitzvah. In fact, Tosfos says that when the Mishnah said that Beis Hillel says you're allowed to carry a katan, he meant you're allowed to carry a katan lachnisei bevrisei shel Avraham Avinu. We're talking about when you're doing a bris milah on yontif, because otherwise it wouldn't be doichin yontif, and you want to carry this child now to be machnesim lebrisei shel Avraham Avinu b'itoy bezmanay, that's something that you're allowed to do. A lulav, you're taking the lulav because you want to be yotz in a mitzvah of lulav. A sefer Torah, why are you taking a sefer Torah? Obviously for the mitzvah of kriyas haTorah, or you want to learn from the sefer Torah. But these are all things that you're doing the tzarech mitzvah. So it says Tosfos that this that Basil says, it just means that it doesn't have to be Litzairich Eichel Nefesh. But Avada and Avada, it has to be Litzairich. In fact, says Tosfos, the three examples of the Mishnah were all Litzairich. They were Litzairich Mitzvah. There was a real Tzairich. Katan for Brismila, Lulav to be Yaitz in a Mitzvah Dalminim, and Sefer Torah in a Mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah. So these were all things that were Litzairich Mitzvah. So Enochinami, it doesn't have to be. Enochinami, it doesn't have to be Litzairich Eichel Nefesh. But at the same time, Litzairich, it does have to be. And Rashi and Tosfos both say that in their own way. But if you look closely, there's a major machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi held that this, that it's Mavur in the Mishnah, that even according to Beis Hillel, that you say Mitoich, but at the end of the day, there has to be a Tzairich, that's only Midrabbanan. Midei Raisa, once you sign up and you subscribe to the concept of Mitoich, at this point there's no halacha anymore that it has to be Litzairich. What then does Beis Hillel mean when he gave examples of Tzairich? He meant Midrabbanan. Because the Rabbanan would be guys and they wouldn't allow you to do a Tzah if it wasn't Litzairich at all. But Avada Midei Raisa, there's no such caveat that says that it has to be something that's Dafka Litzairich. Tosfos argues, and Tosfos says this is all on a Dei Raisa level. And Midei Raisa, if a person would carry on Yontif, says Tosfos, Shaloi Litzairich Klal, not Litzairich Eichel Nefesh, and not Litzairich anything else either, the halacha would be, he would get Malkus. The Bir Halacha, in the beginning of Simit Tovkuf Yud Ches, see, he discusses this Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, and then he goes on to list all the different Rishonim. The Bir Halacha, as he often does, he's Malakit Rishonim, literally from everywhere, earlier Rishonim, later Rishonim, and he tallies up which Rishonim held, like Tosfos, that it has to be Litzorich, and if not, you would violate the Malacha Midei Raisa, and which Rishonim held like Rashi, and he comes out that overwhelmingly the consensus is like Shitas Tosfos. And that's why the Bir Halacha says that it's Poshit, you have to be Machmer when it comes to any Mitoich situation, and you have to realize that in the event a person does a Malacha that's but you're relying on Mitoich, it has to, at the end of the day, be Litzairich. And if it's not Litzairich, you're not dealing with a question of a Derabbana, the way Rashi learned. But Bir Halacha says, it's clear in the Rishonim that you'll be dealing with a Deraisna issue, because the Halacha, it's Shitas Tosfos, which is that the condition, that there has to be some Tzairich, is a Deraisna condition. This is not something that's merely a Derabbana condition. But then Tosfos says something very interesting. Tosfos says that he saw some that want to say that the only time Beis Hillel said his halacha mitoich is if the tzairich that you have, which again is not oichel nefesh, is al kaponim a mitzvah. But if this is not a dvar mitzvah at all, even though there's a tzairich, you don't say the halacha mitoich. But Tosfos says that that's not the case. And the Achronim all quote this Tosfos, and when the Achronim quote this Tosfos, they all say it in the name of Rabbeinu Tam. So we don't have Tosfos in the name of the Rabbeinu Tam, but the Vilna Gaon and the Yamshel Shloima and all the Achronim had this Chiddush in the name of Rabbeinu Tam. Said Rabbeinu Tam, lesser l'peirushan, it's not true. When Beis Hillel says that the only time you say mitoich, even midei raisa, if there's a tzairich, he didn't mean that it has to be the tzairich mitzvah. As long as there's some tzairich, that's going to be okay. In other words, lesser l'peirushan, delav davka katan l'moiloi, du adin shalai l'moiloi. If you want to carry your child, not for bris milah, but rather letiul ba'alma, you want to go for a spatzir and you're going to push a wagon and there's no erev and it's yontif and it's not letzorich eichel nefesh, that's going to be okay, says Tosfos. And Rabbeinu Tam said, I'll prove it to you. He said, da'ashkechanami, because you find the mesachkim bekador, that people play ball in a Rishus HaRabim. Shekoyrim Pluto Belaz. Beyontif the Rishus HaRabim. I forgot the Lekka Elatil. He said that was the Minig Yisrael. People used to play ball in a Rishus HaRabim Manyantif. Now how you let it play ball in a Rishus HaRabim Manyantif? You're carrying the ball. Now this is not a Tzayrich HaYichol Nefesh. Elamai, it's a Tzayrich. But what's the mitzvah? There's a mitzvah to play ball? So you're not doing a mitzvah when you're playing ball. Elamai, it's a Tzayrich. So said Rabbeinu Tam that this idea, this rumor, this theory that the only time Beis Hillel was matter, the Tzayrich, is if it's like the Tzayrich in the Mishnah, Katan, oh, Bris Milah, Lulav, and Sefer Torah, it's Lavdafka. And by the way, Rabbeinu Tam said, Katan doesn't mean Bris Milah. Hey, it's a very nice pshat. But it's not what it means. It doesn't mean Bris Milah. You know, Kata means you're going for a Shpatzir. And that's already enough for it to be a Tzayrich. But the bottom line is, it doesn't have to be a Bris Milah. But Tosfos quotes some interesting minig. And if the Gir says Rabbeinu Tam, this goes back a very long way, where Rabbeinu Tam said, Da Ashkech Hanami, you find there were people, the Mesachkim Bekadur, Shekairin. Rabbeinu Tam even told us the name of the sport. Not sure what this is. Beyontif Birshus HaRabim. And this is a riot to his chiddush that Rabbeinu Tam didn't mean, that Beisul didn't mean dafka l'tzarech mitzvah, but any tzarech is going to be okay. And the truth is that this opens up a very interesting discussion, and that is, are you allowed to play ball on Shabbos and Yontif? So before we get into it, there's three often halachas in Shulchan Aruch that would seem to address this shaila. The first is Mechaber, in Simon Shin Ayin, and this is in Hilcha Shabbos, Sifkotin Beis. The Mechaber says, Bocharim ha-mis-angim b'kfitzason u-bim-rutzason. You have Bocharim that they like to jump and they spring and they run, mutter. The halach is, they're allowed to run and they're allowed to jump on Shabbos. V'chein lirois kol dov Hashem mis-angim b'in, they're allowed to see things that they enjoy. V'chein mutter l'tayl, the Ramah says b'Shabbos, that's something that you're allowed to do as well. But the Mechaber says, Bochrim ha-mis-angim b'kfitzason u-murutzason mutter. Now the truth is, it's a little bit of a chiddush, because really, you're not allowed to run on Shabbos, you're not allowed to run on Yontif, and because you're not allowed to run on Shabbos, you would think that this is something that's not okay. But the Gemara says in Masechta's Brachos that the Olam used to run to be smedrish, and the Mechaber paskins that Bochrim ha-mis-angim b'kfitzason u-merutzason mutter. Even this is something that you're allowed to do. So as far as jumping and springing, which off the bat you would think maybe should be a problem, state the Mechaber and Simon Shin Ayin of Cotton Base, that's not going to be an issue. But there's a way more mefurish halach in Shulchan Aruch. That's also in Hilchot Shabbos. That's in Simon Shin Ches. A Simon Shin Ches is Dinei Mukta. And the Mechaber in Sifkot Memhe says, quote, Asr Lischoik B'Shabbos B'Yontif V'Kadar. Mechaber says, you're not allowed to play ball on Shabbos and Yontif. Says the Ramah, V'yesh Matirim. However, there are others that are matir, the Nagula Hakel, and the Minig is to be Mekel. So over here, it would seem to be a machloikis between the Mechaber and the Ramah. Mechaber says that you're not allowed to play ball on Shabbos V'yantif. No reasons given. But the Mechaber says you're not allowed to play ball on Shabbos V'yantif. But the Ramah says Yesh Makilim. Now the truth is that the source to this Mechaber is in the Beis Yosef. Also right here in Simon Shin Ches. And the Beis Yosef quotes the Agur. Kosev ba'agur, b'shem shibali alekit. So these were the Rishonim. Sha'asur lischaik b'shabbos b'yantif b'kadurim. You're not allowed to play ball. She'enam ro'en lotzer al pitzluchisoy. De memasi shemetantfi al yidei tit fa'ofer. V'chein kadur shal eitz otzer l'taltoloi v'litzchaik b'ay. So in the Mechaber, Shulchan Aruch didn't say why you're not allowed to play ball. There is a clue. It's in Simon Shin Ches. We just prefaced that Simon Shin Ches is Hilchas Muksa, so that was a dead giveaway. But in the Beis Yosef, it's Mefurish. And the Beis Yosef says that the reason is because of a Muksa problem. This kadr that you want to play with is Muksa. Avla Toysis, Perikam of the Be'ya. But Toysis, in Mesnechtes Be'ya, Ahod, Tam Bisham, Yomir, Emaitzin, Sakot, Vloya, Salud, Vloya, Sefer Torah, Flumishu, Sarab, Misil, Matir, Kos, Upirish, Lav, Dafka, Kotan, Lamoilo. Not like some hell that it's Dafka, Kotan, for Brismilo. Do I didn't Shaloy, Lamoilo, Shari, Gamtil, Do Ashkechon, the Mesachim, the Kader, Bishakoyrin, the Birosh, Alma, the Lek, Elatil, Mashma, Shemutal, the Taltal, Kader, Beyonte. Says the Beis Yosef, that I know the Ogre, Bisham, the Shibali, like it, but it's not like Tysus. Tysus, Rabbeinu Tam, quoted that the minig was that the Olam used to play ball. If it's Muktza, they went to play ball, but Tysus not going to help you for that. So obviously they held it wasn't a problem. And if that's the case, who adin? B'Shabbos, the B'dvarim Elu says the Beis Yosef, Yontif, B'Shabbos, Shavim. What's the difference in Yontif and Shabbos? In fact, we saw Beis Yosef, maybe it's more machmer and Muktza on Yontif than he is on Shabbos. So you see, for sure, there's no difference. But then the Beis Yosef says, Umi, Ubi, Yerushalmi, Perik Beis Detainis Matzasi. I found as follows. Shema'in. Why was the Beis HaMikdash destroyed? So this is a Yerushalmi. Some say it was related to Znus. Because they used to play ball. And the Beis Yosef L'chura means that if the Yerushalmi says that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because they played ball, he didn't mean because they played ball. He probably meant because they were playing ball on Shabbos. And by playing ball on Shabbos, they were violating some sort of halacha. But either way, says the Beis Yosef, on the one hand, I have an ogre B'Shem Shibali, I like it, that says it's a mukta problem. Toysus Be'ed Afi Be'ezim and Aleph, B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam, that the minute was they used to play ball. Clearly, he held it was a mukta. Now, that was Yontif, but the Beis Yosef was similar to Yontif and Shabbos. But then I have a Yerushalmi that says a Yeshoimer that Churban Beis HaMikdash actually happened because people used to play ball on Shabbos. And it's because of that the Beis Yosef came out that a person shouldn't play ball. Also, lischik b'Shabbos v'yontif b'kader. But the Ramah says not that way. V'yesh matirim v'na'agu l'hakel. And what's the makar to the Ramah? Says the Bir Hagra, ayin toisvis perikama d'yontif daf yud beiz amad alef. Ay the Yerushalmi. So the Vilna Gaon addresses the Yerushalmi. And he says, v'Yerushalmi ayri b'rshus harabim. Mishum Haitza, and had nothing to do with Muktzah. It was related to a Rishus Harabim. And that's why Tosfos said that on Yontif, you don't have a problem with a Rishus Harabim. Because by Yontif, you have a Mitoich, and as long as you're playing ball for a Tzairich, which why would you play if it wasn't a Tzairich? So there is a Tzairich, so that's enough to address and alleviate the Rishus Harabim problem. And as a result, it's not going to be an issue. But the bottom line is, jumping up and down and running and coming and going, that's not a problem. That's Simin Shin Aleph, Bachrim, that enjoy jumping and springing. That the Mechaber says is fine. But the question is there a Muktzah problem? In Simin Shin Ches, what about the name Muktzah? So the Beis Yosef, Mechaber says, yeah, there's a Muktzah problem. The Ramah says, V'yesh Matirim, V'nagul HaKol. He says, yeah, that's the Minig. The Minig is to be Mekel. This halach is brought down a third time. And that's already in Yonenu. And that is in Hilchas Yontif. The Mechaber says, "Sivkot Aleph, mitoy simin tav kuf yudches, mitoy shahutra haitzal letzayrich achila, hutra shaloi letzayrich." So just like haitzal is mutar letzayrich achila, it's also mutar shaloi letzayrich kigoin katan velulav v'sefer Torah v'keilim. Avol avonim ukiyotze behem aser. Says the Ramah. This is the Ramah right in the beginning of the mitoych sugya. Mutar lischaik bekader. You're allowed to play ball. Afilu b'rishus harabim. Even a rishus harabim. Afal gafte enayel atil ba'alma. Even though it's not a tzarech mitzvah. But he says you're allowed to do it. What's the makar? Says the Vilna Gaon. Taisvis. Be'yad afyud be'ezam ad aleph. Kapirish Rabbeinu Tam. He quotes Rabbeinu Tam. So he says, like Rabbeinu Tam said in Be'yad afyud be'ezam ad aleph, you're allowed to play ball. So over here, it gets a little labedic. The Taz says, Kosav Marshal, Dover Teimahu La'ater. Says, I can't believe it. The Ramah came out in Simen Shin Ches, and here again in Simen Tov Kuf Yud Ches, in Hilchah Shabbos regarding the Muktzah component of the ball, and in Simen Tov Kuf Yud Ches regarding carrying in Rishus HaRabim, that it's mutter to play ball on Yontif. What is this, a Hefkevel? Dover Teimahu La'ater. She'ein Tzorich Bi Yontif Klal. Says, there's no Tzorich to play ball on Yontif. Ela Tzchayk Shal Yeladim. For children, maybe. If you would ask me, I would say it's a very bad minig. And even though Tosfos said, and again, the Marshal says, B'shem who? Not like Argusa, but in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, I don't care. I'm not masking. And ki efshesh loy bali yashav el mashen agukin. It could be he was just coming to be meyashav a minig. But v'mayashav cheli, if I would have the koyach, I know this minig still exists, said the marshal. Avatline, I would completely eradicate this minig because this is not the way it's supposed to be. So the bottom line is, if you learn Shulchan Aruch, if you learn Mechaber and Ramah, it would seem that you're allowed to play ball on Shabbos, you're allowed to play ball on Yotam. It sounds a little surprising, maybe, but that would seem to be the maskana. Stating that, the Taz, Bekitzer in Simen Shin Ches, and a little bit more here in Simen Tov Kuf Yud Ches, quotes the Marshal, where the Marshal said it's a minig ra, and he says, I know where it comes from. It comes from a Tosfos. That just means it's mutter. But at the same time, it's a terrible minig. Children, maybe. But as far as Gedolim doing this, this is not something that I would recommend. So I just want to mention a tshuva that my good friend Nachi Weinstein showed me. And this is a tshuva that was written by one of the Italian rabbanim in the 16th century. His name was Rabbeinu Moshe Provincelli. So Nachi, by the way, is the host of the very popular Sfarim Chatter podcast, and he's a formidable expert in his own right in medieval and the Renaissance era Italian Jewry. So this is an area of expertise that he has, and he had shown me this tshuva a little while back, put a little sticker there. Tonight's the night to mention the tshuva. And that is, so Rabbeinu Moshe Provenzali was living in Italy. He was the Rav, he was the Avbezden of Mantua, which was a very large Jewish kehila in Italy. And he was asked the following question. It seems that tennis was a very, very popular sport in Renaissance Italy. And the minig was that on Shabbos and Yontif, the Oilim would go to tennis courts. These were indoor tennis courts. And they would play tennis there. And the question was, is it okay or is it not okay? This was the question that they sent to Rav Moshe Provenzali. They said, Yilamdenu Rabbeinu, are you allowed to play tennis on Shabbos and Yontif, or are you not allowed to play tennis? So he wrote back, Tshuva, Kasha Shamanu Ashmua. I've heard that people are playing this sport. And he starts describing it a little bit. I'm going to skip around. He says, Yanidu Habacharim Yakliu Bekaf. They play with their palms, oy bekeshes katana, with a small net, meulefes nimin, misureges chavolim. So that's a very long-winded way of saying tennis racket. But they used to play with their palms, which, by the way, the history of tennis is, before there were tennis rackets, there were palms. And that's the way people used to play tennis. So he said some people were still playing it pekaf, other people are playing it with a keshes katana, meulefes nimin, misureges chavolim. And he said they go to some court and the oilim chips in and together they spend money and they end up playing. And the question is it okay or is it not okay? Now, he says the way they used to play is there was a buy-in. So let's say you had to rent the court and it's $100 an hour. So how do you determine who's going to pay? So the oilim would come together and they would play. And they would say, whoever loses, he's going to have to pay a disproportionate amount. There's a little Masachik Bekuvia going on here as well. But either way, there was an element where, depending on how successful you are, it's just beautiful the way he describes it in his very poetic way, you know, what we would say today in very, very straight English. But the bottom line is, they're playing. Whoever wins, he gets a freebie, and whoever loses is going to have to pay. So the question is this okay or is this not okay? See, he says like this. He goes, it's pasha to me how this minig developed. He says, "Kein ro'inu levakish stodim ladan oisam lekaf schos." That's a pun. Lekaf schos. They played with their kaf. So he wants to be done them lekaf schos. So he says, "Amarnu ulai miskenim hisboynanu v'hayu beineim koichsim masay aviseim biyadeim," which is what Yontif is all about. Minig aviseinu biyadeinu. So he said, "I think that the reason they were doing this is because hizaru b'minig aviseichem." Right? This is what they were doing. They saw this by the Zaydis. That's what they used to do on Yontif and Shabbos, and that's what they're doing. So what did they do? Marocha mo marocha. Kitzchayk hatfisa veha aviga. Rotzim v'koivtzim ishal reyeyo. So he's describing a sport that involves tackling. Sounds like it's wrestling. Maybe it's something else. Ad shehagoyvrim mehem noitzchim l'chalik shekinegdom me'inyone achilo devarma. So what happened was, the oilim would get together, marocha mul marocha, so they would face off, and they would literally jump all over each other. Kitzchay katfisa v'ha avika, rotzim v'koivtzim ishal reyeyo. You decide. Acha ha'goivrim mehem noitzchim, l'chalik shekenegde minyone achil advarma. And they would split food, so either way. And he says, really, at first glance, it's mutter. Because what are you going to tell me? Oh, how are you jumping and springing? So he quotes the Torah, right? He was a contemporary with the B'Zayis of the Ramah. So he quotes the Torah that the Torah had already written a generation or so earlier, Simin Shin Aleph, that it's okay, Bachrim HaMesangin, from jumping and running, that's something they're allowed to do. So he said, based on that, people used to wrestle or tackle something on Shabbos and Yontif, and Mistama, this is Minig Aviseinu B'Yodeinu, and that's why they're doing the same thing. But he said that the truth is that it's not the same thing. And he said the reason it's not the same thing is because we know the halacha is that you're not allowed to play a musical instrument on Shabbos and Yontif. And why not? Shema Yisakin Klishir. He says today most people that play tennis use a tennis racket. And as a result, there's always a concern that maybe the string is going to snap And as a result, what are you going to do? You're going to be misakin the klimana. So you're going to be misakin the klimana, just like Chazal said, you're not allowed to play with a musical instrument. He said, it could be based on that. You wouldn't be able to do this either. He said, I have another problem. He says, they're all played in indoor courts. Before there were lawnmowers, there were indoor courts. So it was very hard to play outdoors, right? So they're playing indoors. And because they're playing indoors, so he said, what happens is you're playing in a Rishos HaYachid. The area outside is a Carmelis. Or maybe it's worse. Maybe it's a Rishos HaRabim. He said, what happens if somebody hits the ball and it's going to go outside? What's going to happen? Everyone experienced this when they were younger. So now you have a problem. The ball just went over the fence. It's Rishos HaRabim, Amir La'akim. You kick it. Pachas Midal Adamis. You make an Oyel HaRai. Right? We know all the tricks in the book. So the bottom line is, what are you going to do? Someone's going to end up carrying it. So he said, Shemin Yavireno Dal Adamis Rishos HaRabim. I think there's a Haitzah problem. So he said, L'chur, a lot of the Gzeres of Chazal, things that Chazal were very worried about, you would have over here. He says, another thing. He says, it sounds like they're playing for real shekels here. They're playing for money. He says, Masachit Bekuvya. I don't even know if you're allowed to do this during the week. This is a problem. Now, he says, you're going to tell me the Zaydas? They had Messiah for this in Italy. The Zaydas used to wrestle. He said, they used to wrestle for food. Food! The winner got a sandwich. He says, there wasn't that much at stake. He says, how much was it worth already? A few dinarim or whatever the euros, whatever the currency was. So he said, that's not an issue of Mesachik Bekuvia, that's kleiner geld. And because it's such kleiner keten, that's not something that's going to be an issue. He says, not just that, they weren't playing for money. That's not what it was. Haminutzachim gam kein loyayim akpidim al hefzer amamim. It was a spiel, it was a game. They wanted it to have a little meaning. So like this, they attached a little bit of food to it. But from a practical standpoint, that was not the issue. He says, these chevra, they're coming, they're gambling. This is a parnosa. I mean, this is things that people are taking very, very seriously. So he said, from that standpoint, this is very, very different. So he says, klal. He says, you want to know, tennis in Italy in the 16th century, is this okay, is it not okay? He says, Ein heter b'tzchoyka karda b'shabes v'yantav el b'yad. See, if you want to play with your hand, old school, the way they played it earlier, that's fine. Of a belevi, kelim on a skarm. You can't play it with a keli. Because if you're going to play it with a keli, it's going to be a problem. He said, not just that, you have to make sure that there's no rishus hayachid to rishus haram problems. That's another thing you have to make sure. And additionally, he says, you have to make sure you're not playing for real money. Because once you start playing for real money, so at that point, that's going to be an issue. Another thing he said was, he says, Shabbos, the Olam used to go learn. So there was manim when the people would give a shiur, and there was shiurim kavuim, and based on that, the Olam would come, and they would listen to shiurim. So he says, you have to make sure that it doesn't happen during the shiur, because if it happens during the shiur, that it's going to end up being bittul Torah. So he said, the bottom line is, you want to know if you're allowed to play ball? He says, the Ramos Psak. And based on that, he didn't quote Rama. He was a contemporary of the Rama. But he said, based on his understanding, so he says, of course you're allowed to play ball. That's not a problem. The major issues are not issues. He said, however, I have some tennis problems. I have a Shemi Yisakin Klei Mona problem. That's an issue. They used to play in a way where there was a Gzeira maybe Shemir Yavireno Dal Ramz Shasarabim. They used to play for money. That could be a Masachit Bekuvia problem. Another thing is they used to rent the court for hours, so like they would take it like from 2 to 5 Shabbos afternoon. He said that's a problem. So he says you have to work around that issue as well. But there was some logistical issues that he said need to be addressed. And he said as long as you can address the logistical issues, then in theory this is something that you'd be allowed to do. It's interesting. There's another Italian tshuva. They cross-reference this on the bottom of the tshuvas from Moshe Provenzali. There's another Italian tshuva sefer, and this tshuva was written by Rabbi Yehuda Aryeh Memodina. So he was very, very famous. Also lived around that same Tkufa in the 16th century, early 17th century. And there's some famous tshuvas here. This particular tshuva is tshuva chav beis. And in tshuva chav beis, he discusses two things. Apparently, he had given a drasha, and word got to the Chachmei Prague. It traveled from Italy to Prague. He was in Modena, that's in Italy. And it goes all the way to Prague. And they found out about the drasha that he gave and they were moich. And there were two things he said in this drasha that the Yidden in Prague didn't like. Number one, he had said something about the obligation to wear a yarmulke is maybe not something that you mechuyif to do. Me'ikar adin, kiyodua, v'chiyodua, ve'inkam mekoy me'laharich. But we need the second thing. The second thing he said was, b'Shabbos. So raketa is tennis. And he had said that you're allowed to play tennis on Shabbos. Either way, they came and they said, you said you got to be rabbi. You're this very prominent rabbi. You said you're allowed to play tennis on Shabbos. How can you have said something like this? So he writes back as follows. He says, Amnon, amasha amru, shadarashti b'rabim shemutal l'sachik b'kada b'Shabbos. You said that I pask and you're allowed to play tennis on Shabbos. Says sheke v'chazov, lehoyu dvar me'olam. I feel like I never said anything like this. And the Kalei Chiyach, he said, it's very easy to prove it. And he says, you know why? Because every single time I give a drasha, there's hundreds of people in the synagogue listening to my drashas. He goes, go ask anybody. This is a milsa da ampi, not pa ampi tlasa, pa ampi tlas meya, fishis meya. He says, every one of my drashas, there's hundreds of people listening to us. He says, go ask anybody what I said. They'll be able to tell you what it is. He says, but you want to know what you must have heard? I'll tell you what you must have heard. He said, what happens? There was a Shabbos. And one Shabbos, there was a big ramkol that came out, and one of the rabbanim in Italy said that from now on, no one's allowed to play ball. Which ball? Shakirin Raketa, which again, I think is tennis. But he said, you're not allowed to play tennis on Shabbos. And he said, not just that. Anyone that ever played tennis on Shabbos was a Mechal Shabbos, and he has to do tshuva. And the kapara that he's going to have to get is the kapara for someone that's Mechal Shabbos. So he said, my son was there. This is Rabbi Yehuda Arya Mimodena talking. He said, my son Rav Mordechai was there. The Cham Libay Bekir Bay Kederech HaBachrim. And he said he got very excited, like teenagers sometimes do. He said, Yan, Einenu Nedar Baruch Hashem, V'yodeu Sefer Ameivenu. And he understood that what the Olam was talking about was pure Amaratzis. And he was in this ghetto where they're playing, and he got up and he said, he says, I'm not saying you want to make a gzeir, you're not allowed to play ball. I'm not arguing with that. But to say they were Mechal Shabbos, it's not so awesome. You want to say, don't play Beseda, I'm not getting involved. This is a bacher. He said, this is above my pay grade. But at the same time, you want to say that they were Mechal Shabbos? That's not true. Anyways, he said there was someone else that was there. He agreed with my son. And he said, then I arrived. V'gamani higati sham. V'omarno, and we said, she'ein isser b'dover atzmoy. There is no isser. Afal pisha toiv osu limnoya hadover. Even though I think they did the right thing, because of things that can happen. Now, what can come from it? So he threw out something that Rav Moshe Provenzali didn't mention. He had another one, Xeris Chazal. So we had Shemi Yisak and Klishir, the racket. We had Shemi Yavirenu Dal Rabbis, Rishus Rabbim, because the ball might go outside and now you can end up carrying it from Rishus Rabbim. He threw in the Xer of Ashvuye Gumois. These are like the big three Xeris that you find. So Ashvuye Gumois, that comes up a lot in Masechta Shabbos, where if there's ever a ditch in the ground, you may want to smoothen the ditch. So you can imagine what the tennis courts were like back then. So he was worried about something else. Maybe there's going to be a gzeira of Ashvuye Gumois, but he was able to get around that because it would be a Davashen Meschavin. It could be that we're even doing it unintentionally. But the bottom line is, he worked through the whole thing. He said, listen, I understand that it's maybe not okay, but to call people Mechalei Shabbos when they weren't Mechalei Shabbos, that's not something that you're allowed to do. But either way, so he said, I'm asking to your psak, and I don't think it's mutter, and I'm going to go along with you, and I'm going to say that this is not something that you should do. But at the same time, I disagree, and I take umbrage to anyone that says that it's Chil Shabbos, because at the end of the day, you can go through all the halachas in Shulchan Aruch, right? All of the things that you can possibly think of. You're not allowed to run, you're not allowed to drum. That's a halach in Simen Shin Aleph, that's Beseder. Muksa, the Ramah says, Simen Shin Ches, that's Beseder. On Yontif, maybe there's a Haitzah problem, so you do it indoors, and on Yontif, there's no problem with Haitzah anyways, because Mitoch Shehutr Malacha Litzayrech, so Haitzah is Mutter, Shulay Litzayrech as well, and it doesn't have to be Litzayrech Mitzvah, any Tzayrech is going to be okay. Alts Gzeres Chazal, maybe that we can do. Meaning, Chazal never made the Gzeres as it relates to these particular instances, but we could come up with Gzeres, and that's something we can think about. Shemi Yisak and Klishir, the equipment that you're going to be using. Some people played for money, that's a Masachik Bekuvya problem, that's a whole other issue. Shemi Yavirenu Dal Rambis Beshus Arabim, the Gzeres Mishum Ashvuye Gumois. So these are all issues that could potentially come about. But what's interesting is that at the end of the day, it seems like the minig historically in Klal Yisrael was that people used to play ball. It's fascinating. But people used to play ball. That's what they did. They played ball on Shabbos. They played ball on Yontif. And it doesn't sound like it was only kids. Because if it was only kids, then the Yom Shel Shloimeh didn't have such a problem. The problem was because adults were playing ball. And it seems like nobody was really Meicha. And then the Yom Shel Shloimeh was. And then he was Meicha. He wasn't Meicha. It is Aser. It's not Aser. But at first glance, something that you would think would maybe be very, very problematic. At the end of the day, again, the Taz brings the Yom Shel Shloimeh, who came out very, very stark. and even Rav Moshe Provenzali and Rav Yehuda Arami Modena in 16th century Italy, they all said you should not play tennis unless you're able to mamish work it out. But at the same time, from a deiraisadikah perspective and from a chil shabbosdikah perspective, it seems like everybody was in agreement that it's not a question of real chil shabbos.